Radio Beethoven presenta Siglo XXI. Producción y conducción, José Oplustin.
Muy buenas noches. En Siglo XXI hoy tenemos un programa especial para acompañar esta noche buena. Presenta el famoso Cuento de Navidad de Charles Dickens en la versión musical del compositor estadounidense John Dick, titulada La Pasión de Scrooge. No es la primera vez que John Dick se inspira en este tipo de contenido, ya que ha escrito partituras basadas en El Patito Feo o Drácula, entre otras, pero se trata de su más extenso y famoso aporte a este ámbito. Su adaptación de la novela de Dickens adquirió forma definitiva para barítono solista y conjunto de cámara en 1997, con una trama protagonizada por Scrooge, pero como si se tratara de un drama que ocurre dentro de su mente. Si bien no se representa, la obra posee un carácter escénico con una estrecha integración entre el cantante, que sostiene la narración y encarna a Scrooge y otros roles, y el grupo instrumental, que representa algunos personajes con efectos instrumentales y vocales. En el primer acto, Scrooge es visitado por su antiguo socio, que retorna de la muerte y le advierte sobre su mala conducta. En el segundo aparecen los fantasmas de las navidades pasada, presente y futura, que fuerzan la conversión de Scrooge. The Passion of Scrooge, o A Christmas Carol, de John Dick, interpretan William Sharp y el 20th Century Concert, que dirige Christopher Kendall.
Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Patience, it's about... Well, it's a ghost story of Christmas. And all you musicians are going to help play parts in the story. Once upon a time, of all the good days of the year, on Christmas Eve. And a Merry Christmas to you, my good sir. And to you, madam, the very best wishes to you and your family. You're welcome. Yes, a fine holiday it is, I'm sure. Hello, uncle. A Merry Christmas to you.
Bah!
Said Scrooge.
Humbug!
Humbug! squeezing, wrenching, grasping, a scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. Within him froze, nipped, shriveled. Silence! No warmth could warm him, no wind that blew was bitterer than he. No man, nor woman, nor child would greet him. And even blind men's dogs would pull away, as if to say, no eye at all is better than an evil eye. But what did Scrooge care? Bah! It was the very thing he liked! Roar! But as I was saying, once upon a time, of all the good days of the year, now, uncle, do come dine with us tomorrow. Bah! I'll see you in that extremity first. But, uncle, the children. Why did you get married? I fell in love. You fell in love? Good afternoon. But, uncle, what reason have you to be dismal? You're rich enough. What reason have you to be merry? Ha ha ha! You're poor enough. Good afternoon. Very well then, uncle. Still, I wish you a merry day. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Bah! Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, out upon Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, bah, I'll retire to Bedlam. Now what? The firm of Scrooge and Marley's, I believe. State your business. I'm suspicious already. The charity, the poor people, that is, some of us are. What shall we put you down for, sir? Put me down for nothing. Are there no poor houses? No workhouses? No prisons? Well, yes, but nothing. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. And as for you, Bob Cratchit, stop that shivering. Come here. Stop that sniveling. You'll want all day tomorrow, I suppose.
Quite convenient. Stop that blasted snivelling. It's not convenient, and it's not fair. It's for the children, eh? Oh, Tiny Tim's not well then, is he? It's only once a year, you say. A poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. Ha, thank me not. Only be here all the earlier on the next day, or you'll find yourself without employment. Bah! Lunatics! Time to close the shop and go home. Lunatics. Away, they say, and say again, and say again, and say. There are parasitic, often-headed, soft in the brain, and parasitic. Was her name? It matters little. What was it she said? Matters little. Oh, nah, it matters little. So dim. Where's... What's this on the door knock? Ah! Marley's face! Jacob Marley, my business partner, dead these 7 years. Marley. Bah, it's just a door knocker. Just the imagination. Humbug. Nothing over here. Nothing over there. Nothing. Oh, well, off to bed. What's going on? Ah, Jacob! But you're dead, yes! Yes. You may be something I just ate, a disorder of the stomach. An undigested bit of beef. A fragment of an underdone potato. Yes, that's it. There's more of gravy than of grave about you. That wasn't funny, was it? That chain you wear, Jacob, tell me why. I wear the chain I fall.
is its pattern strange to you? Oh, would you know the weight and length of the strong coil you bear? It is a hammer ponderous chain. It is Jacob. Speak comfort to me, I implore you. I have none to give. I cannot rest. My spirit, mark me. In life, my spirit never walked beyond the narrow limits of our money-changing hole. Oh, woe! And now it is condemned to do so after death. Oh, woe! And witness what it might have shared on earth. Turn to happiness! Jacob, no more, I pray you. Stop! Oh, captive bound and double ironed, take heed. And no space of regret can make amends for a life's opportunity misused. Yet such was I. But Jacob, you were always a good man of business, Jacob. Business, my business. Mercy was my business. Charity, benevolence, kindness, love, have mercy. The beauty of all life were all my business. The dealings of my trade were but a drop of water in the comprehensive ocean of my business. Hear me! My time is nearly gone. I will, Jacob, though I'd rather not. Hear me, Ebenezer! To warn you. That you have yet one more chance of escaping my fate.
by three spirits. I think I'd rather not. But don't go. Oh, expect the first tomorrow at the toll of one. Expect the second on the next night at the same hour. Expect the third upon the next night at the stroke of 12. Take heed and remember what has passed here. But Jacob, couldn't we just... Now, where did he go? Where? The window! Yes. Oh, God! The air hall filled with phantoms! And all moaning in despair! Stop! No more! No one. going on?
No one's here, just me alone. Nothing's come after all.
Was foretold to me. Who and what are you? You seem like a child, yet not so like a child as like an old man. Such a clear, bright jet of light springs from the crown of your head. Pedestrian purposes, the window. Ah! I am immortal and liable to fall. Passed through the wall. Good heaven. I was bred in this place. I was a boy here. The path. I remember every gate, every post, every tree. Ha, ha, ha! Oop! Hello there, Dick Wilkins! Hello, Sally! Edward! Hello! Spirit, they don't see us. Oh, but there's the market town! And the old schoolhouse. Deserted. Except for one small boy, solitary boy. Neglected boy, lost his mother, rejected by his father. There he is, alone at school. What's that you're reading, little boy? Why, boy, it's Ali Baba and the gate of Damascus. And the Sultan's groom turned upside down by the genie, and it served him right, the old scoundrel. And what's this? Oh, it's Robin Crusoe. And there's the parrot.
Where have you been, Robin Crusoe?
Yes, where have you been, Robin Crusoe? You know, the man thought he was dreaming. But he wasn't. I wish. But it's too late now. Spirit, let us see another Christmas. All so bleak as this. Ah, my sister, little Fan, quite a woman now, little Fan. Yes, and with a boy of her own. Look at him. She died soon after. And the boy. Yes, Uncle, why? My nephew. See me just this morning, and I threw him out. I wish, but it's too late now. Spirit, show me no more, no more. Spirit, where are you taking me? A fair young girl in tears. I remember what she said to me, Spirit. She said, it matters little to you, very little. Another idol has displaced me, the golden idol. I have seen your nobler self to the master passion, Jane, Jane. You cannot for a dowerless girl, you cannot for a dowerless girl who loves you. May you be happy in the life that you have chosen. And then we parted. Spirit, remove me from this place. Hold me no longer. I cannot bear it. I extinguish your light. Thus.
ghost of Christmas present. Ha! You are a giant of a fellow with a horn of plenty. What's that? Oh no, I have never seen your like before. No, never! Why have you many brothers, spirit? Yes, many brothers, many brothers. More than 1,999 brothers. A tremendous family to provide for. Spirit, lead me where you will. Home of Bob Cratchit, my clerk. A wretched hovel, but brave in merriment. Oh! Spirit, they're talking badly of me. Oh, but look! And here's Bob Cratchit himself. With Tiny Tim. And his little crutch. Look how the children crowd round Cratchit. Hugging, clutching, searching his pockets for presents. Presents? There are no presents on his salary. Well, my books, my balances, my profits, my business. Tiny Tim, see how Cratchit holds his little withered body close to him, as if he feared. Tell me if Tiny Tim will live. No, spirit, say he will be spared, say it. Too late, I beg you. No, don't go. Don't leave me like this. Place barren, lifeless.
Answer me. Why am I shivering so, spirit? I fear you most of all. Huh? Who are these people? I know them not.
Who was he then?
Don't care. He was here. Now he's there.
Looks rich. That's sure.
Methinks rather poor. Ha! No one even came to his funeral. Not or so? None. They're glad he's dead. How so? They made him rich, but still they owed him money. Ha! Spirit, what man are they talking about? But they fixed him, Jack. They took the funeral clothes right off his back. Spirit, who is that man who lies there dead? Dare I lift this shroud? Now where? Who is this? Let us remember Tiny Tim as he would have blessed us. Tiny Tim, thy essence was from God. Spirit, speak! Spirit, speak! Are these the things that will be, or maybe only? A churchyard? Why do you point to that tombstone? Who is this man who died so scorned and hated? Answer me! Spirit, I'm afraid. Men's courses foreshadow certain ends. Yes, but if the courses be departed from, the ends will change. Say it is thus, Spirit! Say it! Say it! The name upon the tombstone, it is my own. But Spirit, why show me this if I am beyond all hope? Assure me that I might change these shadows by an altered life. I will honor the spirit of Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will honor the past, the present, and the future. Spirit, mercy, have mercy. Spirit, mercy, have mercy, have mercy. It's too late, I know. Too late, too late.
What? Where am I? Spirit? That's not a spirit. That's my bedpost. And it's morning. And I'm not dead. Ha! Nor is Tiny Tim, I'll wager. The shadows of things that would be may be dispelled, I know it. Oh, what a morning! What a morning! Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! What morning? Ah, the window! Oh, boy! Boy! Yes, human lad! Over here! What morning is it? Yes, my fine fellow, what's today?
It's Christmas Day!
Of course! Whoop! Halloo! I haven't missed it! I haven't missed it! The spirits have done it all in one night! I'd buy a goose for Cratchit, and I'll raise his salary. He won't know what to do. I'll provide for Tiny Tim as a second father. I surprise my nephew. Ah, I feel quite like a baby. La 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 la. May this be the father of a long line of laughs. Let them laugh at my change. My own heart laughs at it. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 whoop! And a Merry Christmas to you, madam.
Such a change in the old man.
Ha, ha, ha. Whoop! Hello! Ha, ha! And in the words of our dear Tiny Tim, God bless us, God bless us, everyone.
Hemos escuchado The Passion of Scrooge or A Christmas Carol de John Dick, obra basada en el cuento de Navidad de Charles Dickens y que interpretaban el barítono William Sharp y el 20th Century Consort dirigidos por Christopher Kendall. Ha sido una edición especial de siglo XXI con esta notable obra del estadounidense John Dick, más que apropiada para este momento tan especial. Les deseo una muy feliz Navidad y el próximo lunes a las 23:30 estamos de vuelta aquí en Radio Beethoven. Que tengan un muy buen fin de semana. Hasta pronto.
Radio Beethoven presentó Siglo XXI. Producción y conducción, José Oplustin.